It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Malcare. Protect your high-performance WordPress websites with Malcare. Keep it secure, backed up, and protected. Check out malcare.com. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. In the news, is it finally time to retire WordPress multi-site? Rob Howard wrote an article over on MasterWP that multi-site is a solution to a problem that no longer exists. The cool thing that multi-site offered, like sharing themes and a single sign-on, just don't seem as important to developers these days. Rachel Cherry tweeted a response that it may just be too early to consider removing multi-site, as there is still a big audience in higher education that would be impacted by this. P.S. Subscribe to The Matt Report to hear an upcoming interview I did with Howard, new owner of MasterWP. Early in February, the community had many discussions about diversity in WordCamps and meetups. Allie Nimmons wrote a great post on MasterWP about a better journey to diversity. Go read Allie's important article to help get a better understanding on how to approach and discuss diversity. Sarah Gooding over on WP Tavern writes that Stratic has acquired the WP2 Static plugin. Stratic, that's a mouthful, plans to relaunch the plugin on WordPress.org to improve its discovery, installation, and update process. From our contributors and producers, Jetpack has released a new way to build your own Jetpack. Imagine that. Release 10.7 includes My Jetpack, a brand new dashboard for managing your Jetpack products and plans in a single place. With all of the nervous watch on the war in Ukraine, it seems that Namecheap is kicking out their Russian customers with a six-day notice. Konstantin Kovshenin tweeted the news. Andrew Palmer was recently on Matt Report discussing artificial intelligence for WordPress. If you want to check out the exciting direction of AI, you can download Bertha.ai plugin from the repo and listen to this podcast to see what's next in WordPress and Gutenberg. Ryan Breslow continues the Shopify discussion this week on how they are eating their ecosystem. This is another interesting thread perspective on Shopify's end-to-end commerce platform. Next up, you're on the Creator Clock with Joe Casabona.
Hey everybody, Joe Casabona here, and you are on the Creator Clock. Today I want to talk to you about the importance of your YouTube thumbnail video. According to YouTube, 90% of top performing videos use a custom thumbnail. Netflix spends a ton of time on their thumbnails because they know they have less than 2 seconds to convince a user to watch anything, and 80% of videos get clicked on from users because of the thumbnail. So what should your thumbnail include? Well, it should have high contrast in color. It should have text, but it shouldn't repeat the title, and it should have a prominent face or object. That face should be close and showing some sort of emotion. That's why a lot of thumbnails you see have a shocked or super happy face, but it could also be an object relevant to the video. I use Canva and TubeBuddy for my thumbnails. You can find more on the Twitter thread over at twitter.com/jcasabona, but I strongly recommend you put some time and effort into your thumbnails if you are on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to learn more about me, you can head over to casabona.org or continue the conversation on Twitter at jcasabona.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks to all of the members who shared links today. Jeff Chandler, Birgit Polyhack, Daniel Schutzsmith, and Michelle Frechette. Thanks to you, dear listener, for tuning in to your favorite 5 minutes of WordPress news every Wednesday. Buy us a digital coffee for as little as $5, or better yet, yes, even better, join our community of WordPress newsies, get access to our Discord server, private podcast behind the scenes on how the news is made, get your voice heard on the podcast. Join for $79 for the year to support the show, become a producer at buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it wherever you do social media and jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.